Hello, this is Missy Hollander reading from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurant Reviews. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. As usual, before we get started, just a quick reminder of what the ratings mean. 5 stars means extraordinary, 4 stars excellent, 3 stars above average, 2 stars average, and 1 star fair. The first restaurant review I'm going to read is for Ruckus. Ruckus is located at 1101 Market Center Drive in Morrisville. Their phone number is 919-388-3500, and they received 2.5 stars. If you've eaten at the new Ruckus in Morrisville, chances are you've had to wait for a table. Even seats on the patio, a sprawling awning-covered space equipped with 4 large-screen TVs to supplement the ample supply indoors, have been hard to come by. No wonder. The restaurant is the third in a small local chain that has attracted a growing fan base by evolving with its target demographic, the burgeoning local population of upwardly mobile residents, many of them families with young children. And who better to take aim at that moving target than a couple of young, upwardly mobile families? Robert and Ashley Royster teamed up with Ryan and Amy Pills to open the first Ruckus in Mission Valley in 1999. Recent graduates of NC State, the foursome designed the restaurant around their desire for a pizza and bar alternative to the college town hangouts on Hillsborough Street. By the time they opened the second Ruckus in Cary in 2008, the couples had children. An extended menu that included an assortment of pastas, some from family recipes, reflected their evolving tastes and their status as families with children. The Morrisville location, which opened in late April, raises the ante again by adding a sushi bar and the chef-driven specials to the offering. Recent off-menu temptations have ranged from shrimp, crab, and avocado spring rolls to linguine with giant black tiger prawns in a lemony white wine butter sauce. Occasional beer and wine dinners give executive chef Scott Shabbat, who has worked locally at a variety of restaurants from the Hibernian to Gravy, further opportunity to stretch his culinary wings. Sushi chef Han Nguyen's offering is modest by Japanese restaurant standards, barely a dozen nigiri and sashimi options, and an assortment of house specialty rolls such as the fuket, red snapper and avocado, topped with tempura crunch and eel sauce. I found the quality to be no better than average, but its very presence on the menu is evidence, if any is needed nowadays, that sushi has swum smack into the middle of mainstream American tastes. For all of the menu's novelties, the dishes you'll see on most tables are pizzas, pastas, and pub fare that are the foundation of the Ruckus reputation. An emphasis on fresh ingredients and scratch preparation, unusually high for this sort of place, are the mortar that keeps that foundation solid. The popular spinach and artichoke dip starter is made with fresh cream and baby spinach, for instance, and those kernels of corn in the quesadilla were cut from a cob in the kitchen. The corn turns up again in a delightful chopped salad, where it's joined by applewood smoked bacon, tomatoes, and fresh avocado, molded into an attractive cylinder and topped with crisp potato straws. The menu informs you that the appetizer listed as shark bites is in fact blackened mahi-mahi, and it's straight from Woody's in St. John, the Caribbean island that happens to be a favorite vacation spot of the owners. Judging by the Ruckus version, it's understandable why they bought the recipe home as a souvenir. Pizzas are, as you might say, the cornerstone of the Ruckus reputation. Topping combinations such as the rustica, Italian sausage, roasted red peppers, Kalamata olives, Roma tomatoes and capers, and the ranch bacon chicken have had a loyal following for years. The thin crust is consistent, but in my opinion, not particularly distinguished in an increasingly competitive pizza market. My opinion appears to be in the minority, though, based on the plethora of pies, including gargantuan 24-inchers, enough to feed 6 people, starting at $23, on the tables in Morrisville. Still, for my money, pastas are a better bet. The best-selling spicy Alfredo, say, which you can have with your choice of pasta, including whole wheat penne for those wishing to alleviate their guilt at consuming all that creamy goodness. Or Mama's cannelloni, sheets of homemade pasta wrapped around a savory hash of beef, pork, onions, and Italian herbs, and draped with an Italian flag of marinara, bechamel, and pesto sauces. The burger comes in a variety of guises, from patty melt to the Carolina classic, homemade chili, slaw, and onions. Regardless of your choice, you'll likely to find that it satisfies the craving. Better still is the brisket Philly, a beef eater's bonanza of house-brined, slow-cooked meat and gooey cheese sauce on a hoagie roll. If you manage to snag a seat at the bar while waiting for that table, you may have to have indulged in a cocktail made of one of the fruit-infused vodkas on display at the end of the bar, tempting you in their oval glass dispensers like giant jelly beans in a candy store for grown-ups. By the time you get to your table, you have no doubt relaxed into the ruckus spirit. "We're shooting for the kind of place we like," says Ryan Pills, who manages the Morrisville restaurant, "a warm, laid-back place where you feel comfortable ordering an $8 sandwich or a $20 entree special." And again, Ruckus received 2.5 stars, located at 1101 Market Center Drive in Morrisville. Phone number 919-388-3500. The next review I'm going to read is for the Blue Note Grill. Now, that's located at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard, and that's in Durham. Their phone number is 919-401-1979, and they received 2.5 stars as well. "What do you get when a barbecue-loving boy from North Carolina marries a girl from Texas who happens to be a great cook? No, this isn't a riddle. You haven't landed on the comics and puzzle page by mistake. But the real-life answer to this question has as many twists and turns as the Daily Maze, and is likely to put a smile on your face as the classic peanut strip. Hillsboro native Bill Whittington has spent most of his career in retail store management, but secretly dreamed of opening a barbecue and blues joint. Bill's wife, Andrea, grew up in the coastal Texas border town of Port Isabel and moved to North Carolina in the late 80s. After being laid off from her human resources job a few years ago, she went to work for a friend's catering business. That's where she got the bug to open a restaurant of her own. Bill eagerly got on board. Here was the chance to make his, or their, dream come true. The couple leased a former Torero space, furnished it simply with old blues posters and a colorful Dixieland wall mural, and bought a gas-fired hickory wood smoker. Bill started scheduling live music, jazz and blues mostly, with a little bluegrass and country in the mix. They opened the doors to the Blue Note Grill in May 2010. The restaurant's barbecue offering earned mixed reviews in the early going, not surprising really, given the Whittington's lack of experience with that notoriously finicky art. Baby back ribs were sometimes dry, a flaw particularly noticeable to those who ordered the dry rub version. The pulled pork barbecue was more successful, its coarse texture and deeply smoky flavor, a change of pace from the barbecue that's traditional in this part of the state. The term sauced, Eastern Carolina style, in the menu description was confusing, though, and those words were quickly dropped. Now you're advised to sauce it your way with Eastern-style vinegar-based or Andrea Whittington's tomato-based Texas-style sauce. For pork this smoky, I'm partial to the latter. The Whittingtons wisely opted to limit their barbecue efforts to the pulled pork and baby backs, allowing them to focus on mastering both. The decision has paid off in ribs that have improved markedly over the 2 years since the restaurant opened. Even dry rub fans won't be disappointed now, though I still favor the wet ribs, glazed with that lip-smacking Texas-style sauce. Andrea Whittington's Texas roots are woven throughout the rest of the offering, starting with the distinctive shrimp and cheese-filled jalapeno poppers that share space on the appetizer list with the likes of fried banana peppers, sweet potato fries, and first-rate onion rings. An entire section of the menu is devoted to burritos and quesadillas. The list is eclectic, ranging from more or less traditional, veggie burrito, grilled or deep-fried, to inventive creations such as the BLT quesadilla, the Q-Zilla, and the BLT quesadilla topped with pulled pork neatly solves the dilemma for anyone torn between barbecue and Tex-Mex. You won't find Texas-style barbecued beef brisket on the menu, but you will find the cut in plenty of other guises. Andrea Whittington's superb Texas chili is chock-a-block with tender chunks of the meat. Minced brisket in her spicy rendition of dirty rice elevates the humble dish to something worth seeking out in its own right. Even the burgers are made with 1/3 pound of 100% house-ground brisket. On Tuesdays, the lunch special is a succulent brisket of pot roast, served with potatoes, carrots, and your choice of two sides for a bargain $6.99. On Wednesdays, that same price gets you a slow-cooked brisket sandwich and fries. I'm not sure whether Thursday's country-style steak is made with brisket, but I wouldn't bet against it. Nor would I bet against Andrea Whittington one day taking on the ultimate barbecue challenge and the hallmark of Texas barbecue, beef brisket. After all, the rest of the menu offers plenty of evidence to support the saying, "You can take the girl out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of the girl." Again, the Blue Note Grill received 2.5 stars, located at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. And again, that's in Durham. Phone number 919-401-1979. The next restaurant review I'm going to read is for Paisans. Paisans received 3 stars, and they're located at 1275 Northwest Maynard Road, and that's in Cary. And their phone number is 919-388-3033. The story of Paisans, like that of many Italian restaurants in the Triangle, begins in New York and involves family recipes handed down for generations. But this one comes with a twist. Paisans is the story of not one family with red sauce in its veins, but two. Lisa Circiello met her husband-to-be, David Fersler, when the two were teenagers living in the same Long Island neighborhood in the 70s. Circiello's and Fersler's became good friends, gathering on Sundays for home-cooked pasta dinners. Fast forward to 1991, when the now-married couple moved to Cary to join David's brother to open a pizzeria called Michelangelo's. The restaurant is successful, and more locations follow. But Lisa's dreams of opening something a little more upscale, with a menu centered on the pastas and other homespun Italian fare she finally recalls from those Sunday dinners. Her dream came to fruition in March with the opening of Paisans and Maynard Crossings. To give her childhood memories tangible form, she hired Dave Kelman, a New York native who has worked in Italian restaurants and hotels all over the country. The chef responded with respectful renderings of those old family recipes, many of which correspond closely with his own. Spaghetti and a meaty tomato gravy, for instance, gets even better when you add meatballs, a savory amalgam of beef, veal, and 4 cheeses that's essentially the chef's recipe, tweaked by the owner. "I like a little more cheese in my meatballs," Lisa explains. Kelman raises the ante on traditional lasagna, making the noodles from scratch. He also offers a vegetarian version that's chock-a-block filled with veritable garden of roasted vegetables, portobello mushrooms, and spinach. Cheesecake, made from Lisa's grandmother's recipe, is so good you have to assume the chef's been sworn to eternal secrecy. The kitchen does a respectable job turning out New York-style pizzas that have won the first branch of the family tree a solid following at Michelangelo's, too. Choose from 18 toppings, including all the usual suspects, on a thin crust that's usually, but not always, baked to a proper blistery turn. Chef Kelman also contributes liberally to the menu from his own repertoire. His Mediterranean riff on a wedge salad substitutes romaine for iceberg and garnishes it with a scattering of Kalamata olives, tomatoes, red onions, and crumbled feta in a balsamic vinaigrette. Crunchy crusted fried calamari are another rewarding starter, as are clams posilipo in a rustic sauce of tomatoes, garlic, and herbs, enriched with a splash of red wine. Better still are the sausage stuffed mushrooms, simmered in a Marsala's cream sauce and baked under the blanket of melted fontina. Purists might find Paisans' presentation of saltimbocca, which includes both spinach and sage in the layering of veal medallions and prosciutto, baked under a patchwork of fresh buffalo mozzarella, sautéed mushrooms, and a brandy cream sauce, a case of gilding the lily. Others will find little to complain about. My only quibble is that, while the portion of veal is more than ample, the accompanying risotto is ladled out with a surprisingly stingy hand. On the other hand, you can't fault the generosity of Zuppa di Pesce, which serves up a bounty of jumbo shrimp, scallops, calamari, tilapia, salmon, mussels, and clams in a bright, tomatoey red sauce over linguine. Paisans' friendly, attentive waitstaff take their cue from the restaurant's owner. Likely as not, the energetic and gregarious Lisa will stop by your table at least once to see how you're doing. Sinatra and his contemporaries set the mood in the dining room that, in the way that Italian restaurants seem to have mastered, manages to be at once casually romantic and family-friendly. But the decor avoids the stereotype, thanks in large measure to the framed vintage black-and-white photos on the wall. Wedding pictures and portraits of several generations of the families, with the photos represent Lisa's desire to make dining at Paisans feel like you're sitting down to one of those Sunday dinners. Sketch drawings of the family patriarchs who presided over those dinners and the restaurant's namesakes, Paisans Francis Fersler and Frank Circiello, are painted on the restaurant's glass front door. Both passed away in the months leading up to Paisans' opening, but no doubt both would be proud. Again, Paisans received 3 stars, located at 1275 Northwest Maynard Road in Cary. Phone number 919-388-3033. The next restaurant review I'm going to read is for Duat's. Duat is located at 3735-105 Davis Drive, and that's in Morrisville. 919-924-0503 is their phone number, and they received 3.5 stars. Looking around the dining room, taking in the clean, contemporary look and muted earth tones, you get the feeling that Duat is not your run-of-the-mill Indian restaurant. You might even take those impressionist prints of European cafes hanging on the wainscoted walls as a clue that Duat is riding the currently fashionable wave of restaurants specializing in Indian cuisine with a Western flair. You'd be wrong. Better to take your hint from the Bollywood movie that's likely playing on the small TV over the compact mahogany bar, or the buffet steam tables in the corner of the room, which stand empty in the evening but at lunchtime offer an ample selection of Duat's menu. You won't find any East-West fusion dishes on that menu, or a focus on an obscure regional cuisine, or any of the other variations that new Indian restaurants have of late been introducing to distinguish themselves in an increasingly competitive and sophisticated market. Harinder Singh, the veteran chef from the northern Indian state of Punjab, who opened Duat in May, aims to stand out not by being novel, but by being better at rendering our old favorites. Singh's menu will be comfortingly familiar to those for whom going out for Indian still conjures up images of lamb curry and chicken tikka masala, both are which solid options on Duat's extensive menu of mostly northern Indian fare. Vegetarian and seafood dishes are especially well represented, accounting for more than half of the 60-plus entree listings. In any case, you're not likely to search in vain for your old standby. If you like the lamb curry, chances are you'll love the korma, which serves up tender chunks of lamb in a spice-fragrant sauce enriched with cashews, almonds, and fresh cream. Likewise, chicken tikka masala fans might consider exploring the supple delights of butter chicken, the chef's favorite dish. You'll have to ask for it, though, because it's not listed on the menu. Singh is also justifiably proud of his Sikh kebabs, one of a dozen specialties from a clay oven that turns out everything from tandoori chicken to fish tikka to lamb chops. Paneer tikka, tandoori seared cubes of homemade cheese served on a sizzling bed of onions and peppers, is a surefire way to whet your appetite. So is tomato shorba, a velvety cilantro-spangled tomato soup, and onion bhaji, an Indian chickpea flour-battered answer to onion rings. And bindi masala, though you won't find this classic Punjabi fried okra dish listed among appetizers. It's listed with the vegetarian entrees. But I can't imagine a better nibbling companion for exploring Duat's solid selection of Indian beers than these little nuggets of spice-crusted goodness. Nor does the level of execution drop noticeably when the chef occasionally ventures into southern Indian territory. His chili-riddled rendition of Chicken 65 is as good as any I've had in these parts. Cohen fish curry is on the money, too, featuring tilapia in a vibrant sauce of tomato, onion, coconut, and spices. And anyone in the mood for something as richly rewarding as butter chicken, but a little spicier, needs to look no further than Chicken Madras. Of course, if all you're looking for is a bit of Indian comfort food, then the special dinner for two ought to do nicely. Samosa, pakora, chicken tikka masala, lamb curry, vegetable korma, rice, naan, and rice pudding, all for $42. Kitchen miscues are infrequent, and in my experience, minor. Lamb is usually, but not always, as succulent as it was in that excellent lamb korma I sampled. Puri is denser than ideal for this famously light, air-puffed balloon of wheat bread. According to Harinder Singh, Duat is a word in his native language meaning something like invitation to share. At first, the reserved demeanor of Duat's waitstaff may not live up to that spirit of the name. Rest assured that their quiet efficiency will win you over, and in no time you will indeed feel like an invited guest, and the food will make you glad you accepted the invitation. Again, Duat is located at 3735-105 Davis Drive in Morrisville. Phone number 919-924-0503, and they received 3.5 stars. We do have time for some quick restaurant news. The Triangle craft beer scene keeps growing with the opening of the White Street Brewing Company in downtown Wake Forest. The 4,000-square-foot brewery and tap room at 218 South White Street will be open from noon to midnight. They will be serving their pale ale, Scottish ale, black IPA, and Kolsch in flights, paints, and growlers. Developer Dina Redosto, 44, and his wife Tina have opened the brewery in a historic building that housed a car dealership in the 1930s. The building is one of three that they purchased on White Street after he retired from Ad Systems, a software consulting company he started. He hired Chris Bivens as the head brewer. Bivens most recently worked as a brewer at Five Seasons Brewing Company in Atlanta. Although they don't serve food, he says customers can feel free to bring in takeout from the other downtown restaurants or order food to be delivered to the brewery. Also in restaurant news, Sur La Table is coming to Durham. The 5,830-square-foot high-end kitchenware store is scheduled to open October 26 at Durham's South Point Mall, although that date could change. This is the third Sur La Table store in North Carolina. Others are in Charlotte and Greensboro. The store also offers cooking classes for adults and children taught by classically trained resident chefs. With cooking classes at more than 30 locations, Sur La Table operates the largest avocational cooking school nationwide. Other Durham openings include Alley 26, a fine drinking establishment in downtown Durham. Shannon Healy, the longtime manager of Chapel Hill's Crook's Corner, opened the 1,300-square-foot bar. It is located at 320 East Chapel Street near Rue Claire Restaurant and around the corner from Scratch Bakery. Healy says it will offer a small curated wine list, quality cocktails using local ingredients, and a small bar menu. And down the street, the Cupcake Bar Bakery is now open. Sisters Anna Branley and Katie Bram finally opened a brick-and-mortar bakery after making custom-made cupcakes at a commercial kitchen in Cary and delivering them to customers all over the Triangle since 2008. The Cupcake Bar Bakery is open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays at 101 East Chapel Street. The next restaurant review I'm going to read, it's not a restaurant review, I'm sorry, these are restaurant news briefs. The Hummingbird Bakery is now open in Durham. Chef Amy Tornquist opened a new bakery called Hummingbird in Durham. The bakery is located down the street from her restaurant, Watts Grocery, inside a renovated building at 721 Broad Street. An email went out announcing that opening read, "The bakery will put a sweet spin on Tornquist's ingredient-driven, locally sourced cuisine. Indulge in treats such as syrups, jams, pickled green tomatoes, homemade marshmallows, and ice cream sandwiches. Watts Grocery's wildly popular cocktail, Watts New, a refreshing blend of house-made hibiscus tea, ginger-infused simple syrup, fresh lemon juice, and ginger soda, will be available for the first time as a take-home mix. The bakery will be open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays." Beyond the bakery and Watts Grocery, Tornquist also owns Sage and Swift Catering. A Middle Eastern eatery is now open in North Raleigh. A former frozen yogurt shop at Six Forks Station Shopping Center has been transformed into Zeno's Mediterranean Grill. Owner John Linzimer says the restaurant's fare was inspired by Mediterranean street food. They serve gyros, kebabs, and salads. Plus, they make their own hummus, tabbouleh, and tzatziki. The restaurant is located at the corner of Six Forks and Strickland Roads, next door to Kmart. It's open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays. Red Hot and Blue food truck hits the road. The North Raleigh franchise of Red Hot and Blue has a new food truck that started serving lunch. George Hogan, who does the restaurant's marketing, says the truck will serve pulled pork sandwiches, Eastern and Western North Carolina and Memphis styles, plus chicken sandwiches, brisket, fries, and chips. In the winter, Hogan says the truck will add some seasonal items, such as Brunswick stew and corn chowder. The truck will serve lunch during the week this month and expand to dinner Wednesdays and Saturdays. Zinda is now open downtown. Zinda, a Pan-Asian restaurant, is now open on the first floor of the RBC Plaza on Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh, according to Tara Zucchini, the marketing director of Echelon Hospitality. The restaurant serves lunch 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays, and dinner 5 p.m. to midnight Mondays through Wednesdays, and 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Thursdays through Saturdays. The restaurant serves a contemporary twist on traditional dishes from China, Thailand, and India. This is the latest restaurant from Echelon Hospitality, which also owns and operates the Oxford and Sono near Zinda's location, Mura in North Hills, and Cameron Bar and Grill in Cameron Village. Few other openings. Tarbox, a new Greek and Middle Eastern restaurant, has opened at 5645 Creedmoor Road next to Harmony Farms. Owner Tahi Abul Hawa owns the Baba Ganoush Triangle Town Center. He says that they make everything fresh daily, including hummus and tabbouleh. Capello's Pizza has opened at 2462 Walnut Street near the PetSmart. It is an Italian fast food restaurant owned by his brother-in-law, Majin Musa. Bulgogi Korean Barbecue Food Truck has finally opened a brick-and-mortar restaurant, the third such food truck to do so in the Triangle. It's located at 927 Durham Road, Suite 107, Wake Forest. For more information, you can check out their Facebook page. And we finally have time to read one or two more quick restaurant news. Chevy's Ale House opened in Apex. The family-friendly restaurant sports bar, and sports bar serves typical American fare, sandwiches, burgers, wings. The restaurant is at 1402 East William Street. It's open 11 a.m. to midnight, Sunday through Wednesday, and 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. And Solomon's has closed. Solomon's restaurant in North Raleigh closed in mid-June after a dozen years. But fans can find Victor Corey's food and service less than 3 miles away at the Saints and Scholars Pub at 909 Spring Forest Road, which is behind Jason's Deli. Saints refers to the bar's Irish food, and Scholars refers to Curry's Greek fare. For more information, you can call them at 919-878-8828, or you can go to their website, which is Saints and Scholars Pub, and that's all one word, .com. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Restaurant Reviews. And I hope you listen again, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time. Thank you.